World in Crisis, Volatility Prepares the Way for Evolutionary Upheavals, Kevin Parslow. The Financial Times, mouthpiece of British capitalism, had published on the morning of the first day of Congress, a piece on how relevant the Communist Manifesto is today. We live, according to an Oxford University academic, in the wake of a calamitous financial crisis, and in the midst of whirlwind social change, a popular distaste of financial capitalists, and widespread revolutionary activity. The conclusion? That if Marx and Engels were writing today, they would rename their work the Activist Manifesto and tone down its explicit pro-working class and anti-capitalist message. In leading off on world perspectives, Socialist Party General Secretary Peter Tuff referred to this article, but applied the real method of Marxism, to analyze the world situation, and show a way forward to building socialism internationally. A wide-ranging discussion followed in which comrades elaborated on developments in South Africa, the Spanish state and Catalonia, Italy, Eastern Europe, Japan, China, Israel/Palestine and the US. Judy Beeshan, from the Socialist Party's Executive Committee, replied to the discussion. Peter explained that the most striking feature of the current period is the rapid and convulsive changes in the world today. They denote ultimately revolutionary upheavals at a certain stage, for which socialists should be prepared. This is typified by the results of the elections in Italy, where populist parties gained the most votes, and forming a government will be difficult. The Italian result could also be a blow to the EU project of greater integration. Italy could even follow Britain out of the EU door. The eventual formation of a coalition government in Germany between the right-wing Christian Democrats of Merkel and the Social Democrats took almost 6 months from the general election in which both these traditional parties achieved their worst results since 1949. What these outcomes show is that the capitalist class internationally cannot rule in the same way as it did in more stable times in the past, partly due to them not having reliable parties to do their bidding. Most of Europe is similarly convulsed. The events of the last year in Catalonia have shown the volatile situation within the Spanish state. President Macron in France is conducting an offensive against the working class, which could lead to big battles there in the 50th anniversary of the revolutionary events of 1968 in that country. Mass upheavals in the neo-colonial world in the past few months are further indications of the speed of events today. The catastrophic war in Syria is terrible for ordinary people as the regional and world powers battle for supremacy. But Peter also referenced the recent mass movements in Iran and Tunisia as examples, where the working class has lost their fear of the ruling class and their political representatives. Similar volatility shakes Africa and Latin America. The biggest factor in the world situation today is undoubtedly Trump and US imperialism. The instability of his presidency is reflected in the standoff with North Korea, with no guarantee of success for the planned talks, the imposition of tariffs on steel, threatening retaliatory measures worldwide, and affecting the international economy, and possible clashes with China, the world's second biggest economy. In China itself, economic growth is fueled by debt. This situation is unsustainable, and will come to a head at a certain stage. The country's leadership under President Xi Jinping have consolidated their powers, including scrapping term limits, to stifle the coming mass explosions. Some of the capitalist class have talked about a new Gilded Age, similar to that at the turn of the 20th century dominated by so-called robber barons like the Rothschilds, Vanderbilts and Rockefellers. Today's billionaires, numbering just over 1,500 worldwide, are a new plutocracy, and, in the words of the Financial Times' Martin Wolf, Trump represents plutocracy populism. But Trump is mobilizing the opposition against him, like the youth uprising against school massacres and a wave of teachers' strikes in West Virginia and other states. The task of the Socialist Party and our sections in the Committee for a Workers' International is to prepare for big developments and build support for socialist forces worldwide. Realizing socialism in Britain and worldwide, Peter concluded, is a goal worth fighting for.